to you in your packets ahead of time for review. At any time, I'll accept a motion to approve them, barring any further review or questions.
Well, I'll just ask a question. Did the Lund Boat thing get all resolved?
Yes, so I think they said they're going to be sending us the survey, and according to them, it's going to take a few weeks. So
we're expecting. So they can start doing what they're doing?
Yeah.
So you got an agreement with them anyway on that?
Yeah. Because the building, I mean, like, kind of like how they pointed out that it was like it already existed. There are like minimum modifications that need to be made.
Okay.
Wasn't before some aggressive emails were sent, but it's all
okay. Well, I'm glad you got that. Glad you got that worked out. So, okay. All right, with that all.
I wasn't the sender or recipient, so.
I'll make a motion
to. I love being on the CC line of Instagram.
Motion to approve.
Like the drama.
There's motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. The third agenda item, the Slim Chicken Plan Review, is the documents are not ready for that review, so we're going to hold that agenda item over to our next meeting, and we will move on to item number four, the Josh Bloom Plan Review. Gentlemen, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the property on 1901 4th Street South. It's on 4th Street South, and the applicant is Josh Bloom. They're proposing to have that property remodeled for a soft good retail, and it's currently zoned general business, and there's going to be a minimal changes to the exterior of the building because it's still in good shape. The use of the building as a retail store will provide additional shopping and employment opportunities to the community, and the intended use conforms to the zoning ordinance. But the issue on this property is that there's a variance that was approved back in 1998, and that variance is to allow customer parking a distance of 3 feet from the 4th Street South right-of-way and 10 feet from the 19th Avenue Southeast right-of-way. This is also just so they can have 72 parking stalls at a time. But the condition that was on that, or should I say, the condition on that variance is that if that use changes at any point in time in the future, they have to come back to the Planning Commission for another review of that. And that's why we're here today. As far as staff is concerned, we don't have any issues with it, even though in the past it was used as a different kind of retail store. It's still a retail store as far as we're concerned, and the again, like I said, the building is in right shape and just minimal remodeling from the outside, and just they're going to do the inside, you know, they're going to redesign the inside according to how they want to do that. And so our recommendation before you tonight is to that the Planning Commission upholds the decision of the Board of Zoning Appeals, granting customer parking a distance of 3 feet from 4th Street South right-of-way and 10 feet from the 19th Avenue Southeast right-of-way, so they can have that much parking that they are proposing. And we also recommend the approval of the plan review with the condition that the use shall meet all local, state, and federal regulations at all times.
Good. Thank you. Yes, because as you said, it doesn't change use.
Right.
No, they're just different uses within each district that are subject to different scrutiny. So some things are by right with very minimal scrutiny, and then some things are plan review uses only. Mm-hmm. And so arbitrary.
So in the past it says office use retail store, and now it's a soft good retail store. So it's pretty much still a retail store. Yeah.
Good, thank you. Is anybody here from?
Yes, we have Mr. Josh here.
Hi, Josh.
Very good.
Yeah.
Hi, Josh. Thank you
for
coming.
Thanks for having
me. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so just to clarify, it said the variance is approved in 1998. Office supply store is what it is. Approved for it. So anything other than office supply, which is really two stories. the Office Max or Staples, basically. Office Depot is part of Office Max now, so it's a pretty narrow window of types of retail you can do. So what we're looking for is just said more like general retail. It's being approved use for that site for the variance.
Yep, and so I guess normally, I guess, like just for clarification, variances are heard by the Board of Zoning Appeals, but since this was approved by the Board of Zoning Appeals, the stipulation that was attached to this variance was that to approve any other alternative use and to uphold the parking stalls variance, it had to be heard by the Planning Commission. So that is why the variance is being heard by the Planning Commission and not the Board of Zoning Appeals. So that is a deviation from standard operating procedure, just for clarity purposes.
Can we undo that for the future?
No. We can add that to the condition for approval.
Yeah.
The Planning Commission
like
can.
That.
And so you can add another condition to it.
I want
to uncondition
failure.
Okay. Next time, like so. Yeah. Well, no, because I guess like the like variances travel with the land, so I mean it is appropriate. It's not like they like were acting kind of cavalierly. I mean,
right.
Variances do travel with the land.
Was there a variance for the monument sign?
That was denied, and sorry.
Is it being requested again now?
No. Because it would not be right.
I'm from St. Paul originally.
Is it still there?
It's yeah, the pylon is still there.
Right. Yeah.
So they're just existing signage would be used. Yeah. There's a sign on the front of the building, the side of the building, and then the pylon out on the corner.
Mm-hmm. So you'd be using all the same signage.
Yeah,
period.
With less letters actually if they're on the buildings.
So you can actually reuse them much
yeah.
larger and use the same
yeah.
space, yeah.
And I must state for the record, we received a survey of that property and the city engineer is looking at it, so I'm still awaiting that. So,
okay.
Yeah, they turn that over.
Pending. So any approval will be pending that.
Will be pending that, yes.
What happened to our initiative to reduce the amount of parking required?
Yeah.
It's coming.
That's coming up at the end of this meeting.
Right
oh,
on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cause so I guess that is relevant. So the amount of parking that would be required for a 22,000 square foot facility that is retail. So I guess, so there's two calculations. So for a large big box store, if 30% of the square footage is used for storage, then it triggers a different amount and lessens the parking required. I think the calculation for storage for you all is like right around 20 to 25%, not 30. So they would still be required to have 144 parking spaces. Would you guys be able to make this project work if you had to build 144 parking spaces?
We're fully utilized.
All right, so that's a firm no.
Yeah.
that this project would not work with the rudimentary square footage basis of parking. So yeah, no. 144 parking spaces.
140.
Yeah, and so that's like the real reason that parking minimums, right? Because they skyrocket the cost of construction, and then also like if the lot is a certain size, then it takes away like your buildable area,
right?
And then like it's like oh we have to buy more land just so we can build parking, and it doesn't make any sense.
It's almost like it was constructed to be a moneymaker.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Interesting.
So,
huh. That feels like a. Never mind. any other questions? Questions for the applicant? Questions for staff?
All right.
So they still have to come back again now?
No, this is it.
This is it. Okay, I thought there was something about
this.
This is about the survey or something.
It's pending.
Yeah, that was open, this was going to be the last.
No, this is it.
Does it then go back to the board?
No.
No.
Okay.
Because the recommendation of the board is that if the use changes, the planning commission has to review it.
Okay.
Well, then we'll need a findings of fact. Yes, got one ready.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, if there's any further discussion, I will accept a motion then to approve this plan review. Following the recommendations as stated, A, that the applicant shall satisfy all the engineering comments from the survey, which is currently pending, or be under review, I should say, comments pending. And then if the approved project does not begin within 1 year, a letter of extension of that plan review approval shall be submitted to the commission, and the use shall meet all applicable local, state, and federal rules and regulations at all times. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
There is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Thank you. All right. Since this is a plan review, we have to go over our findings of fact. That the number one, that the project for the plan review with such conditions as the commission shall determine and attach conforms to the purpose and intent of this ordinance as and is in conformity with the comprehensive land use plan of the city. Number two, that there was no factual demonstration of a substantial appreciable negative impact on values to properties in the neighborhoods from the proposed conditional use. Number three, that the project for the plan review will not result in the destruction, loss, or damage of natural, scenic, or historic feature of major importance to the community. Number four, the project for the plan review will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding property for uses permitted in the district of zone. Number five, that adequate utilities, access roads, stormwater management, and other necessary facilities have been or are being provided. Number six, that adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress in such a manner as to minimize traffic congestion and maximize public safety in the public streets. And lastly, the project for the plan review must be designed, constructed, operated, and maintained in a manner that is compatible in appearance with the existing or intended character of the surrounding area or neighborhood. Very good. We have a motion and a second. We will make a voice vote. Commissioner Kipling.
Aye.
Commissioner Hallwerda.
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Welcome.
She's got the little green one out there. I love it.
All right. On to our next agenda item. That would be the... No, we're skipping the rock step, correct?
No.
No, we are doing it.
We're just out of order.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Unique is after rock step, so... Okay, whichever you want to do.
Sure.
Yeah, so we're skipping the unique.
Oh, that's the unique we are skipping. I'm sorry.
So that one's not going to be tonight.
Yep, that's being held over. It's not prepared. Okay, yep. Number six then, we're moving on to the Rockstep Plaza Rezone. This is a preliminary hearing.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know we've brought this before the Planning Commission a few weeks ago, and we're starting the introduction of the map amendment today. The applicant is John Von Holt of Uptown Wilmer, Minnesota. They're proposing to rezone the Rockstep Plaza from Shopping Center District to the General Business District, and the proposed rezone is a part of the city's effort to eliminate the Shopping Center District. Then this proposed rezone to General Business will increase the functionality of the property since there are more permitted uses in the General Business District. And then it will be consistent with current zoning of surrounding businesses, properties, or properties that were previously rezoned. And it's going to be consistent with the goal of the comprehensive land use plan that staff is currently working on. The last time we presented these at a preliminary stage when we had one of the applicants to address the Planning Commission, the commission at the time requested that we speak to the Skylark, more people if they're also interested in in rezoning that there, that stretch of that property to general business district, we did make a phone call, and we're waiting to hear back from them. So that's where we are on that. So this is an introduction. The notices for the public hearing has been sent out to all three properties, 350 away from that property, and I have also sent out to the newspaper for publishing too. So that's in the works. So we're going to meet the deadline for the next planning commission meeting, where we're going to decide on the map amendment.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the applicant isn't here today.
All right. Thank you. Discussion, commissioners. Would there be any conceivable negative to rezoning it?
Not.
I mean, the uses are.
The end goal is to eventually change the general business anyway, and then we've already told them that we're willing to work with them as far as making sure that it's amenable to what
to their uses,
and then I think also to a lot of the big box stores that we see locating south of Wilmer Avenue. So
it is kind of a throwback zone in a sense.
The general business, from North Highway 71 to Highway 12 east to west, it's just kind of all over the place. Yeah. Of tailor shops to also food manufacturers.
Yeah. So we've got another, this is preliminary,
the final one will be coming at July 18th.
I'm not trying to harp on the Skylark Mall thing, but
yeah,
my question is that if this all goes through without Skylark Mall, and then next year they want a Skylark Mall, says, oh, I want to change, then we'll have to go through all the steps all over again, I would suppose.
I mean, eventually, I would say, the difference between them is Skylark doesn't need to locate any businesses that are technically outside of the shopping center district. Candy Mall does, or Wilmer Uptown does. Okay. So that's why there's a different urgency on their side.
Yeah, so if you did get a call from Skylark Mall this week or so, soon, and saying they'd be willing to, have a change, is there still time to keep them included in it if they do or not?
So. Yeah, possibly.
Okay. Yeah, if they don't get back to you, that's not your problem.
That came up at the council meeting last night too. They too were also frustrated with the multiple rezoning requests. And I let them know that staff had made it very clear that we were not going to entertain any more of those. So I had to do the whole thing and leave us alone.
Okay. Yeah, and this is an application by the applicant. I think the city can initiate a rezone process whereby we can actually, if we want to, can actually change the district.
Okay.
And then it will become non-conforming. And then it will have to come to conforming if the use changes.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had we discussed absorbing the shopping center district into general business?
Yeah, so that's essentially what the southern part, like the southern half of Wilmer Avenue is going to look like. It's essentially going to absorb all those uses, and then whatever ones that we don't want that don't exist anyway, we'll just take those out. So yeah, so pretty much all the big box stores like the Menards, the Targets, the Walmarts, any other giant retail places, or just places that tighter setbacks and walking distance just really isn't the point. that's the whole point of everything south of Wilmer Ave. And then kind of almost old Wilmer kind of ends at Montegalia, but yeah.
Montegalia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
According to the 1901 original city that I did see recently.
Wow.
Okay.
I guess my point is, if the shopping center district is absorbed into general business, then all of it becomes general business, and there will be no more rezoned applications.
Yeah.
Am I tracking? Or
yeah,
or?
No,
yeah, you're right.
That's correct. That's correct.
Can we just save ourselves a lot of time?
That's essentially what's going to happen, though. So this, they're just pressing the issue, like I said, just because they have a potential tenant, and and there's like a sale that's like caught in limbo because they've done one too many rezones, and then it's you need to rezone the entire thing. So that's why they've stepped forward without Skylark. Skylark has never done something to do so.
And of course, to avoid the piecemeal rezoning, the Slim Chicken wouldn't be able to have a drive-through facility if they don't rezone to general business. So,
really?
Yeah. Yep.
How did Pizza Hut have a drive-through?
They're not.
Yeah, I don't think they did. That's tricky.
I feel like it's definitely there, right? It's definitely there.
There's a gym on First Street too, but if you look through the general business uses, gyms aren't allowed.
Mm-hmm. This particular property used to be a gym. Fun fact. Okay. How does Skylark Mall have healthcare inside of it? A healthcare business.
Just an office, though.
No. My optician is there.
There's probably no procedures. You can't get LASIK there. You can't get a mole removed there. You can't. There's no
anything that requires like. Yeah.
I would say, man, like there's a so
it's not shopping.
Yeah, so I would say like a lot of the things that have is a
store. I bet if we check the next
store, that's just a retail kind of.
Yeah.
Offices maybe.
Yeah, I know. So I'll say that in the past, and I know definitely just kind of how some things go, things are just allowed because it's not something. And so, like I said at a council meeting a couple weeks ago, I was reached out to by the ATF to verify the zoning for the gun store downtown.
Really?
Because they needed to re-up on their federal firearms license. And so, if you look through the Central Business District, gun stores actually, up until recently, were explicitly not allowed in town. They didn't exist. But sporting goods stores exist.
Right.
And so, I guess technically, I mean, half the store is bait and tackle. They also sell in a lot of guns.
They just happen to sell guns.
Shooting is a sport. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's not a sport. Like, you know? But it's also not explicitly mentioned that it's a gun store. And so, there was a catering place that was approved as a bakery because it's not a bakery. So, I mean, there's just a lot of those weird inconsistencies.
You know how much I love loopholes, but, like...
My efforts are not in vain, and they're not for no reason.
It literally says zero tolerance, ammo, and tiny.
I mean, the first thing you walk in there, I mean, it's just like a cloud of, like, fishing nets and, like...
That's true. That's true. You kind of...
And then you make the left, and it's like, oh, this is what I'm looking for. Okay, cool.
No, wait, there's...
Whichever use is applicable at the moment. Yeah.
Okay.
So the next one is going to be the public hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. At our next meeting.
At the next meeting, yes.
Okay. All right. Any further questions, commissioners? This is not an actionable item. It's a matter of information only. Oh, considerable information. All right. Moving on then to our number 7. The Half Breath land sale. Gentlemen.
Yeah, so I'll take this one. So this is the tiny homes projects that we had come forward several months ago that we've kind of been working with, kind of going back and forth, kind of negotiating. We've had several closed sessions at council, and we're actually going to take the purchase agreement to council, but then we didn't have the ordinance put together in time. So it'll be at the next council meeting. But... So the Planning Commission must review all city land sales and must be approved by y'all. So we have attached the purchase agreement for your review. The amount that is offered is the amount that council was the counter offer and was agreed to by the applicant. And I think there's still a question of land being vacated, but that's not going to affect the end price because the city, I mean, so how vacations work is that, like, it's equally distributed to the abutting property owners, and then the applicant would have to buy those slithers of property from those property owners, and then we're not going to make them pay twice. That doesn't make any sense. So, well, however that works out is just kind of how it works out. But, yeah, so any questions kind of, I guess, for staff on the front end, and then I guess questions for the applicant as well.
So this is just the sale, and there will be a plat review coming back.
Yep, plat review. So this is, yep, so this is just the sale, and then there's a plat review, but then there's also going to be extensive work on staff side, putting together the PUD and the standards for it. And then that'll come to the Planning Commission, and then you guys can have standards as well. But hopefully we can just kind of work in lockstep on whatever things that you guys want communicated and baked into the standards, we'll be able to address. So,
Mr. Papra.
Is it okay?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So I hadn't seen this purchase agreement until just now, though. And so in reviewing it, I'm a little concerned because it's a 30-day due diligence and then 30-day to close. And I haven't even gotten out for bids on this thing, let alone everything else. So that would be my only issue with the PA itself, is we need to change some timelines.
Yeah, so I guess that's also the other thing. The understanding from the city side was more that this process was going to take a year.
Yeah.
So I'd say like that in there is, like, the timelines are loose, but I think like the main thing is just kind of the conceptual, the price, I think also if the land just, like, if it makes sense for the city to sell the land, I think it's just more of the main thing. I think like the price is going to be, the timeline is going to vary. So.
And it doesn't talk about the water retention, that part of it too, so we would address that later.
Yep.
All right.
This is listed as preliminary, right?
What was that?
It wasn't listed, but there were no actionable
items
underneath or
suggestions. This tonight?
No.
Just
MOI. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I just like to be clear, this isn't approving the tiny homes project. This is not approving the plat. This is just
reviewing the sale.
Reviewing the plat just again.
Yep, that's it.
Great. I feel like until the purchase agreement is settled between the city and the buyer, we can't really.
No, you guys have to. So the council can't make a decision until you guys make a decision, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I guess like it can happen. But it's just kind of like whatever. So if the council were to approve it right at the next meeting, and then I think it's like introducing. So then that would just be the public hearing. But it would be pending the Planning Commission's approval, just how like your approval would be pending the council's approval. And so it needs both bodies to approve it.
So under 8 contingencies, section B, subsection 1, that's what we're referring to. The Planning Commission shall review the sale. This is the document of that sale, provide a recommendation on proposed conveyance as required by the charter.
Yep.
Come back another night. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So here, like I said, like, it's not actionable tonight, but then the next one will be, and then at the next council meeting, we'll introduce a public hearing. That way, people can talk about the planning, can talk about the land sale, and so you guys would then approve it, and then they would approve it next.
If we make a recommendation, though, does that have to be a formalized recommendation, or that can just be a
whatever the motion is, and I'll take it from the minutes, and I'll just present it with that.
Or I can draft a resolution that you can sign.
Okay.
We'll go to council.
Just, so they have something that they can use.
Okay. So that's all we got to do now?
Yeah, just approve the recommendation. Yeah, recommend the sale of this. Commissioners, any other questions? I know it's quickly asking you to review a contract.
I'm not making a decision.
No. Okay. Not actionable. Okay. Not actionable tonight.
What's that?
Not actionable tonight. It's
so the recommendation, though, of the sale that I just referred to is not...
Right, because you're seeing the purchase agreement for the first time. Right. So maybe at the next meeting, it can become an action.
All right.
So just to clarify, tonight for the Planning Commission, not actionable. Next meeting will be actionable.
Okay. Our resolution ready for us.
Right. And so then that's the 18th. And so then the council meeting schedules. No, so that's the 20th. So then the council meeting schedule at the July 18th meeting will be the introduction of the public hearing. The vote from council will not come until the first meeting in August, which is after you guys will vote on it and approve it.
So I'm just a step ahead.
Yep.
We're pushing building out until next year.
What's that?
Then you'd be pushing building out until next year.
That's the plan.
That's your intent?
Oh yeah, it's the yeah. Okay. It's gonna take a year to put a shovel in the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe in the spring. I mean, that'd be nice, but we'll see.
Yeah. So, is any questions for the applicant?
Commissioners. I'm excited to see the development move forward.
I wish I did have a question. I think it's fantastic.
Well, we've had some pretty ample review of it ahead of time, too. So I mean,
in the past. I think there's been discussions going on for well over a year.
Oh. More than a year.
More than a year.
Yeah. I'd say four, five years. Yeah.
Steve was disappointed.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
I mean, we're going way back to the pre-conceptual days of the idea.
I think that is kind of the point, to get things to the point and introduce them to where the questions are kind of answered like ahead of time, and that you guys have been great. I think that's kind of the whole reason and kind of why we changed some things. So
I feel like we beat this one up the last time it came up.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it delivered. I mean, like, made the changes. Like, I mean, the counter offers were accepted, and I think, like I said, it's just the timelines of the purchase agreement, and a lot of that is just standard boilerplate lawyer language.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, it's getting the approvals so that I can start running with it, because right now it's just a dream. Once it's rubber stamped, now I can get some plans. Once I have plans and budget, then I can start pre-selling them, and it just kind of snowballs.
All right, if there are no further questions for our staff or Mr. Caffran. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It works out. I mean, I'm going to push as hard as I can. So it seems to have a lot of support.
Yeah.
People would like to see it happen.
Yeah,
I think so.
And the numbers, the market definitely wants it. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, it'll bear, it bears
there's
out.
There's a need and a want in the marketplace. So.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for trying something new.
Yeah.
Number eight, our miscellany.
Yeah. So, Oh, yeah. So, the guy at the table tonight, this handsome young gentleman here, Matthew Smith. So he will be our intern for the summer. He'll be here till the end of August.
So. It's nice to meet you guys.
Yeah. So you just kind of want to introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Matthew Smith. I'm a senior at Iowa State with one more semester to go, and I was blessed to have the opportunity to come up to Willmar in the middle of the summer to get some planning experience before I graduate. So I'm really looking forward to learning more about this town and seeing you guys in the next couple of meetings.
How does one decide that they want to go to school to be a planning coordinator person?
Kind of like what we were talking about today. It's just it's a fascination with the built environment. I worked at Dunkin' Donuts for a long time, so
it translates
people
perfectly.
People kind of go, you talk to customers, this one guy, large iced coffee, milk and cream, he was a city planner.
Oh.
So it kind of got the ball rolling like when I was a junior in high school.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so Matthew, who'll be tagging along with us kind of around town to our meetings. Matthew has a particular interest in land development, so he'll be looking at projects and like things like that and kind of getting that off the ground. So he'll You'll probably meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
It was my first day, and where I'm already, you know, getting appointments to meet new people.
Yeah. So if we see plans for a Dunkin' Donuts,
in the future, please get a Dunkin' Donuts.
Know how to trace the source potential.
Oh man, I would
think Wilmer's missing.
Yeah. Large iced latte with an extra shot every day when I was in North Carolina. I miss it so much.
Where is the closest Dunkin'? Just out of curiosity.
Not near here.
I haven't gone
to that right?
Not near here. We used to have a good donut shop down there. Right about, was that the same place where the pizza joint moved into, the same building by Skylark Mall?
Oh.
Oh yes, before it was
before
the insurance
was it,
place.
Before
and,
was
yeah.
it all the dock yep. and all that stuff. Yeah, that was there was a Mr. Donut or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, wow. Nice. There's a name I haven't.
So yeah, no, so
you're too young.
Yeah, so Matthew, he'll be tagging along with us. I was kinda showing him around downtown Block 25 and things like that. So then kinda on to the other miscellany. It's kinda one of the things that we're that is like Commissioner Stephanie looked at earlier is that the parking minimums. So I think that's something that we'll probably have to look at. Maybe like make that like an agenda item to like really kind of dive into it and kind of see like what that needs to look like. Just because that is something that's going to be in the comp plan of that. As I really wish. I would have had more time to kind of like really push back on it about like that subway when I was on the planning commission. So the subway is technically in the Renaissance Zone, which as you know qualifies for parking reduction and open zoning, so you can do away with it.
Sorry, what now? It does?
Yes.
It's got to be on the fringe, but it's in.
Yes, it is in the Renaissance Zone. And technically, like it's... Like, it's up to staff to apply the open zoning concept and say, oh, this meets it, and so we can give a parking break on it. It was a deliberate decision not to. It's period. That there's no other way around that. It was a deliberate decision not to do it. Because, like, it's... That's how the Renaissance Zone works. It's up to us if we allow it or not. And so then, just kind of in retrospect, it made me even more upset. So the parking minimums, definitely something that we got to address. I think just kind of flipping it to maximums, and then if someone wants to go over, they'll need staff support for that. And then, like, if some, let's say, like, Walmart came in and were like, we're only going to build two parking spaces, so we'd be like, nah, it's not going to work. that's just not going to work. Yeah, I think probably kind of adding like a lot of like staff discretion and maybe requiring traffic, actual like foot traffic analysis, like to go with what their parking recommendation would be for the developer, I think makes the most sense. But I think just like I was saying with the soft good retail spot, on square footage alone, which is what our parking minimums are based off of, 144 parking spaces.
That's insane. Like that has to be more than their building capacity.
They couldn't get.
They no, it's not.
Getting if there's no building there, you.
If you look at their site plan, more than half of their parking spaces are compact parking spaces anyway.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have never seen anybody but employees park beyond these like four spaces.
Right.
Like all of this
right.
is.
Yeah, but this is a whole different.
Yeah.
This has got the possibility of being a whole lot more people shopping
okay.
there. Than
yeah.
But even when it was a gym.
Yeah, so, but either way, either way, 144 parking spaces.
I don't remember.
This will get tight for about 3 weeks out of the year.
Store.
Yeah. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas and then the rest of it, it's,
right.
you'll
just,
be fine.
If I want to go bad enough, I'll find a place.
In the first couple of weeks whenever.
Oh yeah, because this whole building over here is vacant on most weekends, so you have all of their parking you can borrow.
Yeah, so I think that'll probably be an agenda item next weekend. I've already mentioned this to the city leadership that had it not been for this variance, like there was no way that I was going to be able to allow this just because it's half. Not 10 spaces. even though like 10 spaces, like the square footage on 10 spaces is over 1,000 square feet when you think about it, but it's half. They got a variance of half, and it's really more than that because they're compact spaces like we were talking about.
And there's this one weird one in the corner.
Right, that's the whole point. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it really just should be up to the developer to kind of prove how many parking spaces they need, and then we'll give the exception for, like, the pushback will come when they want to go over. And then, like, if we feel that someone's just, like, I'm all for, like, not building parking spaces, but, like, if you're just on the, I'm not building any parking spaces for a Walmart, then it's going to be like, okay. Like, you're being ridiculous. But, yeah, so we'll probably look at like a foot traffic analysis and like other requirements that we'll have like for the justification of like their parking amount. But yeah, I would say we need to institute the maximums and kind of remove the minimums and leave the minimums kind of up to developer and staff discretion would be my recommendation.
Where did these current guidelines come from? Like, is this
lawyers? So the zoning ordinance was originally, Wilmer didn't have zoning until the 70s.
Sweet. Yeah. That explains a lot.
Yeah, so that's how, like, there's a lot of things that just kind of exist. There's a lot of lots that don't conform. Lot sizes, setbacks, really just kind of like, what's that? Who are you to enforce that? so that kind of explains, like, the built environment. But I mean, kind of writing these things up, I mean, like, just like the language and this kind of how arbitrary it is. I mean, also, you got to think, I mean, like, that's the time period of like the car, and so it's just kind of like no one was kind of thinking beyond. It's like, well, like, you know, the metrics were for like good business, were like, I need all of these people to come to my store. And so I need all of these parking spaces for all these people, not realizing that like some people work 6 to 2, some people work 8 to 5, some people don't work during the day.
What was the population of Wilmer in 1972?
Oh man, so it's like floating around 10 to 12. Yeah.
That's like, it's a tenth of the population all in one spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. At one time.
Super fun.
Yeah.
All at once.
Right. So like the more you think about it, like the math makes less sense. The math just makes less sense.
Crazy days. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and so that's the other thing.
My mom used to work at Home Brothers.
Yeah. And so people build for like the crazy days or like the Christmas rush because they want all the parking, but like, I mean, those other 363 days a year, your parking's minimally filled.
There,
so, yeah.
There aren't enough dinosaurs to make all of these parking lots.
And then, like, so then the other side of this is like, just uptown Wilmer's parking lot, and then like, deteriorates, and then the pushback is like it's way too expensive to maintain that. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that'll probably be an agenda item. I think as far as like developments in the works, things getting ready. There's some things kind of cooking, but like nothing major. So. Any questions?
You know what? I got two quick other things that plugs were miscellaneous. If you're done with that,
yep.
May I answer? I just on the Slim Chicken recommendation parts. The second one kind of brought back some memories from contracts that I had worked before where it says if the approved project does not begin within 1 year, a letter of extension of plan review shall be approved by the Planning Commission. What constitutes starting a project? I've had deadlines where people had to start projects and they knew they were running tight, so they ran a two-man crew in with a skid loader and moved a little bit of dirt around and left and said, well, we started the project. So that's just kind of a vague thing. So that was just the first one. And the second one with the findings of fact, and that we take that, we just kind of gloss over that and read it fast and everybody just go, but that's really an important thing. And there's 7 findings of fact on both of the times we have to read it. And all it takes is the Planning Commission to find that one of those 7 doesn't fit. It's not like all these seven, you know, if we take, you know, if two or three of them don't, we'd say it damages this or it does this or that. It just takes one of those findings of fact to be a reason to reject the plan. So that's just kind of for a point of information that new people don't understand, but we really need to just kind of consider those. I read them fast, you read them fast, and so.
I agree. Just to extend, you don't need two or three, you just need one.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just kind of, for those who didn't watch like the council meeting last night, the Colin Barrymore dance like got really wild.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It turned into like a 40-minute discussion about like, what was the 30-foot setback, where is it from? What's the definition of the curb? And so.
Not that again.
Question. Does the city council. Are we still being recorded?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I just kind of.
I knew where you were going.
So.
It's simple. It's totally
they
simple.
Know what we do?
Yeah.
They know that we talked about all that?
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I said. I was like, there was a lot of haggling. We went back and forth about it. But so another thing that will be on the next agenda item at the next meeting, gonna take a motion to just clarify, and I guess it like, won't be like to change the ordinance, but that like we all understood what 30 feet from the curb meant or 30 feet from like the setback, and then that way it's official and it can be in the minutes for record purposes, even though I work with it, Coyote works with it, and y'all work with it, and we all understand. But that way, like, everyone's, it's clear and there's record of it, and that way it's not a lot of interpretation. That was the concern.
Well, the 30-foot setback is from the property line.
Yeah.
Not the curb.
The center of the road.
No, the property line, which is generally behind the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I don't mean to razz you.
No, but that's...
That's what I said last night. I made that abundantly clear that like no, we went back and forth about it. Like I was there that night. Like, we talked about it.
That's for houses. It's for businesses. It's for
garages.
Everything. Side setbacks are from property line because there's no curb there.
So that was it. So unless you guys have anything else.
Yep. I have one more thing. We can adjourn.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't say this before earlier in our planning meeting. So I was in the cities last weekend, and I went to Topgolf.
Oh yeah.
And I was wondering what you guys think about it. I know we probably don't have the population drive for it, but if you look at it from the tourist point of view.
Oh my God.
It's just something I thought I should throw out there because I met with their regional manager. Fortunately, he was there. And I kind of like had a few conversations with him, and I said I'm gonna talk to my boss and the planning commission, and we can see if possibly that. I hope it doesn't become another Rockstead Mall, but I think it will be a good facility.
Topgolf is like a signage nightmare.
I didn't know what that
Topgolf
is.
No, so
indoor golf.
Yeah, right. So it's like indoor golf, and like it's more like. Not yeah, like
mostly just a driving range.
Yeah, like driving range, but virtual almost. Like the big nets and everything. It's excuse for people to drink, but like the big issue from the planning side.
Uh-huh.
These things are like they're enormous. Like these poles are like hundreds of feet tall. The signs super super bright, and you know where they put them? Next to the highway. Major distractions, and then like they're like, no, you got to turn the lights down. They're like, no, this is how people see us. And it's like, yo, your nets are like 400 feet in the sky. Like, what do you mean this is how people see you? Like, it's
fine.
But I mean, we wouldn't have that issue here. But I mean, it'd be enormous. It'd be like the Wilmer skyline would be Topgolf. It's essentially what it would look like.
What's the at the community? Central Community? What's the school across from? On 19th Avenue.
Oh,
that's Roosevelt.
Community Christian. They got a sign there. They moved all that dirt in on the corner, and they got a sign there something about golf building or something. There's a.
They're not building a building.
I think that's just a soccer field.
Yeah, no.
But the sign says
That's interesting. I'll get to the bottom of that. They're just supposed to be moving dirt over there. We're just supposed to be moving dirt over there.
I'm telling you, no, I just.
I thought they had a simulator in the school.
Maybe that might be it for their golf people or something. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, no, so they're moving, so the field wasn't level enough, so they're leveling out the field. That's all they're supposed to be doing. They're just moving dirt.
Well, that's, if that makes sense, they do have golf inside their one building for their golf team. That's fine. Because I didn't figure they were going to be putting a building on there because they were moving the clay out and putting black dirt on it. You wouldn't be putting black dirt down if you're going to be building a building. You'd be taking the black dirt out. And so it didn't make sense. So, yeah.
They had to make the field flatter?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what it was. That's exactly what it was.
To play soccer?
Field was not level enough, and so they were just moving dirt. So the city doesn't have a grading permit. So that was the whole thing. We went back and forth with the engineer about it. But yeah. So yeah, no, they better not be building a building there.
No, that's right. There was just this. We stopped and looked at the sign trying to figure out what was going on there. That's
okay. Question: would Topgolf consider a tagline that says drinking and driving?
No.
Come on! Okay. Oh my god.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Fine.
Thank you. Alrighty.
I think there is a market for it, honestly, Coyote, but it would have to be over by the actual golf course and not in the middle of town.
It
needs to be on the middle of
in
40 acres someplace
there
where there's not a road anywhere close.
Yeah, let me turn it off.
Oh, sorry.
We need to vote on this.
Oh,
motion to approve is on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Thank you.